Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Why Don't I Just Get Started? I am your host, Robert Farrell, and welcome to my show. I have never done this before, but I saw a button that said you can go live right now. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to try that. And so hopefully this is working and I am on. And, you know, if you want to call, if anyone's listening right now and you want to call, there's a number you can call, 858-947-1960. And if you want to call, you can call right now. It is 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock Friday night. No, it's not Friday night. It is Tuesday night. It is Tuesday night, March 24th, 2004. I don't know why I am having so much trouble with the dates and everything. But anyway, I am on, and I am doing this sort of spontaneously. I actually was going to do this, and then I got busy looking at Facebook and looking at stuff for school. And then I was looking at my email, and I saw that somebody had shared a radio show that I had done previously. And I was so touched by that and flattered by that. And it's funny because I was really tired tonight. I am really tired, actually. And I thought, well, I'm not going to do a radio show tonight. Maybe I'll just do one early tomorrow morning. But then I saw this email, and I saw that a friend shared my a show I had in the past, and I got a lot of encouragement from that. I got a lot of encouragement from that. I thought, wow, I'm just touched that anyone would listen to my show and enjoy it enough that he or she would want to share it with the world. So I was given encouragement by that. I was very touched. And so I decided, well, you know, if what I'm doing is encouraging to people, if it helps people, then I'm going to do one right now. And so that's what I'm doing. And as usual, I'm walking while I do my show. I'm in the midst of a lot of studying, and I didn't get as much studying done today as I would have liked, but the night's not over. I had a lot of errands to run today, and I got things done, and I'm very happy about what I got done. I was able to do some things that saved me some money, and I was able to pay off some bills today, and that was also nice. So it was a good day, but I would have liked to have had a little more time to study. But I'm going to study afterwards, after my show. But I'm going to walk now, and I'm reminded of a story I heard years ago by a professor, Professor Bellairs. He taught algebra, and he was one of the best teachers I ever had. He was interesting and dynamic, and he would teach math, but he would tell us all these stories and interesting things that seemed to not have anything to do with math. And those are the things, of course, I remember more than the math. He just seemed to have a passion for teaching. And he told this story, and it went like this, that there were two groups, and they were both given a test, a pretest. And then one group, it was a summer school class or something, and one group took 2 hours of a 4-hour class, and for 2 hours they exercised and did physical activities, and then studied for 2 hours. The other class studied for 4 hours. At the end of the period, 6 weeks or whatever it was, the class that had partaken in the physical activity performed in the second test, the class that had not done as much or any physical activity. The idea being that being physical helps us mentally. And I completely agree. I don't know if that story is true, but I don't have any reason to believe it wasn't. But it's always stayed with me, that story. And so here I am writing because, or walking, because I am in the middle, really almost just the beginning, only the third week, of a very intense master's program. And the first class is extremely intense. And I mentioned that I have 2 weeks off, for which I am extremely grateful. But if I didn't have these 2 weeks off, I really, truly don't know how I would do it. I guess what I would have to do is just work like a crazy person from Friday to Sunday and not do anything else. I can't imagine how else I would do this. But the truth is, school break is only 2 weeks long, and then I have, I'll have week three and week four, but then I'll still have 7 more weeks where I'll be working and taking the online course. So it's good that I use this time now to get caught up and maybe even to get ahead. And I'm having an idea just as I'm talking, so I'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to use this 2 weeks really wisely. Now, if you haven't heard the last couple of blogs or radio shows, that is, my goal is to study for 80 hours during this 2 week break. I have studied, I believe, 17 of those hours, maybe 18. So I'm 1/5 of the way there. And I'm very excited about that. I've been pretty diligent. Today maybe less so, but even then, I've kind of stayed with it as best as I could. And I'll give an example that is really encouraging. I have about 15 books that I have to read during this time. I've read 4 of them. I actually read 2 books that I didn't have to read yet, but I just picked them up and started reading them. And then I'm on top of all the reading, I believe, that I have to do for now. But here's the thing. I picked up a book of the 15 that I have to read, and I just took it with me while I was running my errands, and I had to go to the bank, and I had to wait. So while I was at the bank, I read. And then I continued reading while I went to get something to eat. And I just read. And here's the interesting thing. I was thinking about this, that I remember when I was doing my master's or even my teaching credential, and I really had no interest in the subject at all. I had no interest in the subject. And today when I was reading, even though it was part of the coursework, I was reading for enjoyment. Now, that's a huge, huge clue. And I'm going to say this, that if you're in school, hopefully, I hope that you picked a major that you enjoy. Now, I'm not going to say that you're necessarily going to be enthusiastic about all your readings and all the stuff you have to do, but I was just very intrigued by the fact that here I am, I could be doing anything else, but I'm reading something that really interests me. And of course, unfortunately, it's within my coursework. And I'm just really excited about that because it tells me I'm really on the right track with what I'm doing. Now, what I'm doing is very, very difficult. It feels like the most difficult thing I've ever done. And I don't mind. I don't. I'm really happy doing this. And again, this is a clue. In your work, in your educational pursuits, in your life, there's probably going to be difficulties. But if you can say, yeah, but I still like doing this, I still enjoy it, I still find meaning and reason and purpose in this, then you're probably on the right track. Now, again, it doesn't mean it's always easy or always perfect, but if this is the thing you want to do, if this is the major you want to pursue, if this is the relationship you want to be in, and it all feels fun and enjoyable, and not all of it, but most of the time it just feels like, yeah, this is the right thing, then you're doing the right thing, most likely. But if you're doing something, and I'll just talk about my own experience. I remember I remember my teaching program that I just had no interest in any of the readings, and I didn't do most of them. And I do remember doing the reading for a lot of my coursework anyway, but I remember once I was substituting. I was in a long-term substitute assignment, and I was living in an apartment complex, and they had a workout room. So I took a book with me, and I went to the workout room, and I was doing some leg exercises. So I was able to look at a book while I was pushing. And I remember looking at the book, and I started feeling this acidity in my stomach, this stress, and I literally threw the book down. I didn't even want to look at it. And that was a big clue. It was a big, big clue. And I got a master's in education, and I absolutely hated almost every moment of it. It was stressful, it was painful, and I really, really, I didn't care about it. I just didn't care. And I'm not knocking master's in education programs. It was a very good program. It was very rigorous. I certainly earned the grades that I got. And fortunately, except for one class, I got all A's. But I just had no intrinsic interest in it. Now, I hope I'm not overstating all this, but again, using my own example, here I am now, I'm taking history courses, and they're really hard. I'm taking one course right at the moment, and it's really, really hard. It involves a lot of work, and much of it is new. Many of the terms are new. There is a lot of material I just don't understand, or I understand it, but it's just all new. And yet, it's exciting, and it's fun, and I'm enjoying the process. And that's all I'm saying. Whatever you're in, whatever you're doing, do it with all your heart. If you can't, if you absolutely can't, do your best to get out of it and get into something that you can do with all your heart. And I'm talking about jobs and talking about school and even a little bit about relationships. Now, with regard to relationships, let me be really careful and say that if you're in a relationship and it's hard, I'm not saying get out. I'm saying do your best to make it work. Now, some relationships just aren't going to work for whatever reason. And I am not advocating divorce or separation or ending it, but I am saying that each of us has to look into his or her own heart and say, hey, is this, well, I think there are a couple of questions you have to ask. Again, going with jobs, school, or relationships. First of all, is this thing that I'm in, do I love it? Do I love what it is? Do I love it? And that's the first question you have to ask. And the second question you have to ask is, can I handle the difficult parts of this relationship, this job, this education? Because they will come. They just will. You could be with anybody. You could be with Jesus. You could have the perfect job. You could have a free education from Harvard, free scholarship, totally paid. And there are still going to be times when you're going to wish to be somewhere else, at least for a little while. You're going to think, oh, I can't handle this. But the question again is, can you handle the rough patches of that thing? Because maybe it is just a rough patch. Maybe it's just a time, a season. It's a little bit hard. Or maybe it's indicative of the whole thing. Now, not talking about relationships, talking about my career path and my school path. When I was in the education program, it was clear to just about everyone but me that I was pursuing the wrong thing. Now, the funny thing is, and someone told me this, but I didn't quite catch it. The funny thing is had I just tweaked it a little, if I had just tweaked it a little and said, you know, I really don't want to be in elementary yet. I want to be in either middle school or high school or teaching adults. And if I had figured out a way to tweak that, I would have probably had a much more successful path. I'm glad I got a teaching credential because it did open and keep open a lot of doors for me. So, and on one level, it did work out. But I also remember that I spent most of 9 years being really, really unhappy in my job. I spent most of 9 years also feeling incompetent. I spent most of 9 years struggling with professional relationships. I spent most of 9 years feeling frustrated and discouraged and feeling that I was in an impossible situation more than once. And now I'm talking about my career. But more than once, I remember looking at the demands of my job and saying, I can't do this. I can't. I don't know how. I don't want to know how. I don't care. But even before that, I don't want to know how and I don't care, there was this whole feeling of, it's too much. I don't even know how to do this. And the funny thing is, was that hundreds and thousands of other teachers were doing just fine with it. But for me, it was overwhelming. And the second part was, I just really, really didn't care. Deep down, I didn't care. It wasn't what I wanted to do. And it took me a long, long time to figure that out. So, again, this thing you're in, relationship, job, education, do you love it? Not do you think God's calling you to it. Not do you feel obligated. Not do your parents want you to do it. Not you'll make a lot of money from it. Not anything, anything. But do you love it? Do you love it? Now, perhaps this is a romantic notion. Perhaps it's Pollyannesque, if you will, or Pollyannish. Perhaps it is pie in the sky, whatever you want to say. But all I know is this. I spent a lot of time of my life being in places I didn't want to be, being in situations I didn't want to be in, and feeling horrible. There was a movie, and I didn't read the book, but there was a movie called The Five People You'll Meet in Heaven, and I didn't care for it, and maybe the book was different, but in the movie, the main character is this very unhappy man, and he's in a job that he really doesn't enjoy, and then he dies, and he meets these five people in heaven who he helped throughout his life while being in a place he didn't want to be. And I was very disturbed by that movie. And again, I don't know if the book was the same. But I believe that, yes, there might be times, there may be times when we are called to serve or life brings us to a place we don't want to be. And in that place, we can serve and we can make a difference and we can do things that are significant and helpful. But I don't believe that we're supposed to do that our entire lives. I don't believe that. I believe that most of the time we should approach life with joy and anticipation and excitement and vigor and enthusiasm. I had a job once that when I woke up every morning, I would think, I wonder if I could call in sick. I thought this every morning. I wonder if I could call in sick. And I couldn't because I wasn't sick. And I even wanted to be sick sometimes. Sometimes I wish I had the flu or something, just so I could not have to go to work. Now, fortunately, I didn't get the flu, and I'm glad because I hate being sick. But my point is that I really did not like that job. And I don't think life is supposed to be like that. I don't think we're supposed to be in a place where we wake up and wonder if we can be sick that day. I don't think that's how our lives are supposed to go. Here's how I think our lives are supposed to go. I think we're supposed to be in a place we love. I think we're supposed to be with people we love. And I think we're supposed to be learning things we love. And then, in those situations, there will come times when it's difficult and it's frustrating, but we'll get through that period, and then we'll go, ah, I'm still glad that I'm here. And even during that time that's hard, we'll still want to do it. And often what makes us feel bad is not just the rough patch, but the fear maybe that we won't get through that rough patch. The feeling that we're not at maximum place in that situation. I'm wishing I could do my job better, but I'm frustrated because I'm not doing it as well. I'm wishing I could do better in school, but I just don't understand the material. But I want to. I'm wishing that this relationship would get better because I love this person, and I'm frustrated because we're just not clicking right now, and I don't know what to do, but I don't want to end this. I just want it to get better. That's what I'm talking about. And that's where we need to be. And that's what I am. I'm in this master's program, and it's hard. And it's taking up a lot of my time. It's right now, as I said, I'm on break. I'm on a 2-week break. And there are many, many things I could be doing right now. And what I'm doing is trying to follow through on my 80-hour commitment. And I don't mind. I actually feel like I'm growing on a level that I haven't grown in a long time. And I don't mind doing it. So, if you're listening, I hope you found some encouragement from this. I said this with regard to relationships, and I'm thinking specifically of marriage relationships, that the person you're with, whatever's going on, hopefully that's the person you want to go to sleep with and wake up with. And that's really the same for the job and the education. That's the job you want to get up and go to every day, and it's the job you want to go to the next day. And with the education, these are the things you want to learn, and these are the things you want to keep learning. And if the answer is no to those, then take a look at what needs to change. And again, sometimes it's not a major change that's required. Sometimes it's just communication or clarification of what's already there. Again, looking back at my teaching, my teacher education stuff, if I had just figured out a way to tweak it so that I could get full on adult education rather than elementary yet, or if I could have figured out a way to get a teaching credential but not go into teacher education, I think it would have been a lot better for me. I might have had to have changed schools. I mean, who knows? It doesn't matter now. My point is, you may not have to do a major overhaul. You may just need to have a conversation with someone. You may need to change your major. You may need to change the focus of your major. I don't know. But there's possibilities. I know this much, though. I remember when I got out of elementary ed. And I remember my very last day. And I remember it was, I believe, a Friday. And our very last day, we had a breakfast at a restaurant. And I remember parking a couple of blocks away from the restaurant and walking to the restaurant and feeling so happy and so free. And that's an indicator. How would you feel if this thing ended, whatever you were in? Would you feel huge relief? Or would you feel great sadness? Would you feel a mixture of the two? When I left education or elementary education, I felt a huge, huge relief. And I continued to feel that relief forever. Still do. And that's what we have to look at. All right, my time's just about up. I hope this has been an encouragement to you, as my friend was to me. If you need a coach, a mentor, a speaker, a writer, an editor, or anything else I can do, and if I have the time, feel free to call me, 619-672-0378. Give me a call. I look forward to it.